from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
You're in the loop. Sean Bajani in with John Lopez this afternoon. Appreciate you joining us. 713-572-4610. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call, text, hit us up on Twitter and Twitch and YouTube as well. Watch us. CJ Stroud, J-Lo, is poised for a huge, huge season this year. It was just, he would make you believe that. Everything that we saw last season would make you believe that. What the Texans have done to improve the roster on both sides of the ball would make you believe that, expect that. I mean, it's the most anticipated season in franchise history. And I tried to quantify this the other day with Patrick, and I still don't know that I did, because I have to go back and think about those Oiler teams from the 90s and maybe even the late 80s, but this is maybe one of the most anticipated seasons dating back to even that era. I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think so. For sure, as a tech. Maybe 2000, was it 11 or 12? Anyway, maybe, but not. I think this still is the, you know, you still had some questions, even though he was really good, about Matt Schaub. Warren Moon's year. Boy, it's hard for me to remember exactly like what the buzz was going into the season.
I was trying to think. Wasn't it the 93-94 season where they started 1-4, they won 11 straight, they ended up losing to Joe Montana and the Chiefs in the playoffs at the Dome, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. It hurt.
It did hurt.
And I don't know, like, okay, you make that kind of a run, what's the expectation the following
year? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know there was.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe it was like this.
Yeah, I agree with you, because that was also, that's where I was like, hey, I give it pause, because that was in and around the time where Bud Adams wanted a new stadium, and
it was the next year.
Started getting very, slippery and dirty and murky, and you kind of understood the possible fate, the probable fate of that organization at that point in time. But CJ Stroud, if I asked you, you know, to give me one thing off the top of your head that you said, you know what, this guy, he needs to do this to really get to the next level, to unlock that next level, what would you say?
I would say, let's listen to Tom Brady, because I thought this is a little bit lengthy, but there's a lot in there that I think we can kind of sink our teeth into. Because let me first say this, like, I think he is an elite quarterback already. I'm not going to argue with you too much if you say, well, he's got to still do this, and this. I get it. It was it was a rookie year. I think he's an elite quarterback already.
Mm-hmm.
But is he that guy? that I know he can win games by himself. I know he has special intangible things that we've seen on the field, the Tampa game and others, where you're like, okay, he's got he's cut a different way, you know. But is he like super elite? Can he get there from here? And especially with these weapons and all that. And I listened to Tom Brady, and I thought to myself after I listened to it, that's it. And I'll tell you what that is after you hear him.
And the ability to develop that player, to give him the tools so that when he gets to the line of scrimmage and he sees blitz, okay, if they're blitzing me, these are the two protections I can use when they blitz. These are the two or three routes that I can signal to my receivers that can beat the blitz. Or vice versa, we're anticipating blitz, so we call a play that's going to protect. And nope, they're actually playing a very safe zone. I want to make sure I can get all my players out into the route, and I can change the call, the protection, and the route so that everybody can get into the defense. So what are you trying to do? You're trying to give the quarterback to really be a field general. Quarterback, you got the last swipe at the pencil. The defense can call their play. They're going to line up. Offense calls a play in the huddle. They walk the line of scrimmage. Defense calls a play. They adjust to the formation offense is lined up in. They have their call set. It was always my job to say, well, I know what my play is. Now I look at the defense. Okay, I think I know what they're in. Does what I have call, is it going to work? And that was my judgment. And they would have to live and die with my judgment, the entire team. Now I developed the trust within the team, my teammates in the organization, to say, Tom, we want you to have that. We trust you to have that final swipe of that pencil. But we're not going to snap the ball into, let's say there's like a safety blitzing off the right side. And
you can kind of stop right at the right there, side. Figgy, because that's the gist of it. The last swipe of the pencil. Look, and I'm not talking about changing protection. Every team has a quarterback that can change into a certain protection. Yeah. I mean, that's college stuff. Mm-hmm. Some high schools give the quarterback autonomy to change protection. I'm talking about in this offense with Bobby Slowick, Gerard Johnson, all those, they give him some options. If they do this, do this. If they do this, do this. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about going up to the line of scrimmage and saying, nope, scratch everything, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Call the play. Like to me, what Tom Brady did there, what Peyton Manning did, what some of the greats, always do, if he can take that step and earn the trust, and I'm not saying they don't trust him, but, earn the trust on the field, the confidence maybe is a better word, to say, this is the protection, this is what you can switch to, this is the play, these are the plays we want you to switch to, this is the first read, this is the read I want you to switch to, and to be able to trash all of that and say, what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
I'm going to just call something completely different. That's the last step for C.J. Stroud. That's what we want to, and I don't know how much we'll actually know it because it happens, on the field.
Sure.
But if he can get to that level, it's going to change everything.
We kind of got a little bit of that from Stroud last year that he spoke about, and even Dalton Schultz. Do you remember what play that I'm talking about? It was towards the latter portion of the season, I think, maybe with a month and a half or so left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like that mic'd up moment that we actually got to see. Like it was during a timeout, I think.
Was it Dan? No, I don't remember, but go ahead.
Remember the defense called a timeout.
Yeah.
And it was actually a blessing in disguise because it allowed the Texans to kind of allowed CJ to really get a message across to Slowick. Like, hey, I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
We should do this. I don't want to do that. But here's what Dalton should do. He should fake like he's running the post and then bust the corner,
yeah,
and go up the seam, whatever. And that's what he saw. That's mm-hmm. what they did. It was a touchdown.
Yeah.
And now, granted, that's
not
at
the line of scrimmage. That's not at the line of scrimmage. Yeah.
But it also brought me back, and I would have told Figgy to pull the audio, but I couldn't. It would have been a lot of work for Figgy. Because I couldn't remember the day. But it was the day this offseason that Slowick was made available to us. And it might have been my question. I can't remember, but Slowick was talking about CJ Stroud and just how much more he's really going to be able to be involved in the offense mm-hmm. this year versus what he already was last year.
Yeah.
And Slowick was like, and nothing's really going to change.
Yeah.
It's kind of up to him and whatever he's comfortable with. And that was kind of a throwaway line for Slowick.
Mm-hmm.
Because he sees the guy, talks to the guy on the daily. But, for us, for me, that like stood out because, boy, that guy looked so damn good. And we have those little nuggets, those stories that I just shared with you. And it's like, this guy is going to be really dangerous if he can do what Tom Brady broke down in that clip you just heard on the Cowherd show, where it's not just about the trust and what, you know, your coach has put in you, but it's about being able to, on the dime, like within 10, 15 seconds, decipher something that, that's not going to work. I remember that in film. We need to do this. Let's check in. Boom. That's a game changer.
Yes. And that's why I feel like, he's shown that they have immense confidence in him. But that one line that, that Tom Brady, you know, mentioned, the last swipe of the pencil, in other words, using the eraser too, you know, like, all right, we trust our guy to just say, screw that, we're going to change it. And then the reason I think it's so important is because if he can master that, then he gets into that, that super elite level. And if he can master that, then he's got so many toys around him that he can, that he can implement. I mean, this isn't just like, well, we got D-Hop, you know, and what are you going to change to, you know? No, you have confidence in Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Dalton Schultz, maybe another tight end, Joe Mixon, if you want to go to a running play and all that stuff. I just feel like that, like, when people say, well, how much better can he get? I think that's kind of one of the answers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. And consider this too. If we would have played the totality of that clip for Brady in his nearly, I think, 2 minute and 43 second response to a question, he outlined, you know, I got fooled. You know, defenses start getting really creative and they make it very difficult on you, because I forget what team he gave the example of, but it was one that was,
it was
quite
Buffalo.
Obviously, like,
it was Buffalo.
Was it Buffalo?
Yeah.
Like, where they were in this shell.
They wouldn't even move at all.
They wouldn't move.
They wouldn't move until the snap.
Until post snap. And then Brady, you know, in the moment would have to be like, okay, here's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I know I've got to look to this. Sometimes you got something, sometimes you don't have anything. Even Tom Brady through, you know, year 15, year 20, that's what defenses do, because it's not just how far have defenses come in how to attack and disguise for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it against Tom Brady? Because there's a different level of elite type of thinking there in that.
But if he can even get to that point down the road, whether it's this year or years to come, where the you still have an advantage because the defense can't cheat. They have to just be frozen there because they know this guy's got us figured out.
Yeah.
You know, and so even if you can get to that point, you still have an advantage, you know, because they're on their heels a little bit.
And consider this, too. Mm-hmm. The question isn't really just what does CJ Stroud need to do to take that next step? The question also becomes, here's an offensive coordinator in Bobby Slowick who's entering year two as well in that role for the first time in his NFL career. Where does he need to, you know, improve? What is the one thing, if there's just one thing, that Bobby Slowick has to do to continue to put CJ Stroud in the best possible situation for success? Well, Stroud can't do all of those things that Brady laid out.
Yeah.
If in fact, and I would say this is a top three criticism of Bobby Slowick last year at any point in the season.
What do you think?
Getting the play in at the right time, getting it in on time.
Mm-hmm.
We saw early in the season, not, and I'm not saying it happened a lot, but it was kind of a thing. We needed to see it happen faster, and it cost the Texans at various times. I want to say game two against the Colts, red zone, turnover. They took a delay of game. And it was like, man, what are we doing? This is the first play. You're in the red zone. Like, let's get something going here. And they squandered three downs, like at the drop of a hat, and didn't get seven on the board. They had to settle for three.
Yeah.
And it's just that. You could be an X's and O's wizard, but Bobby Slowick's got to be able to kind of compartmentalize and think, you know, very quickly as to what he already can trust CJ with. I'm just going to get a play in because I know this guy's going to be able to decipher and get us out or into a play that
it's kind of a delicate balance, because he wants to make sure he gets the right play, because he's looking at the same things. He's looking at down and distance. He's looking at what they're trending.
Yeah.
You know, what their habits are in certain situations. So it's like, I got to be fast with this, but it also is, I've got to trust that CJ can fix that if it's wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
you talk about like the balance. Mm-hmm. There's a vibe. There's a synergy that exists there where, as a play caller, you're playing a game within a game where you want the offense to show a pre-snap look because you want the defense to react to it.
Yeah.
So you know Stroud is going to immediately check into this and they're not going to be ready for it. It's like that kind of a thing. That game within the game. That reverse psychology, if you will.
Yeah. And the best part for this year and for something like this to happen to me is you got Bobby Slowick coming back. Like the trust has already been built. He knows all the great things that not that others don't, but I mean, he's in the room, as you mentioned, that all the great things, the way he sees football, the way he sees defenses. So to be able to have that continuity and Gerard Johnson as the quarterback coach, those two dudes are very, very smart. And to have them coming back for another year, I mean, we might be able to see that. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, there is the aspect of, in this offense, how much autonomy can he really have? You know, the zone read offense, maybe all they want is, these are your options. You know, don't deviate. If they do this, do this, do this. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in certain situations, you know, we saw Peyton Manning walk up to the line and just say, kill, man.
Sure.
Yeah, just.
But look who we're talking. We're talking about Brady. We're talking about Manning.
But that's where we want to go.
You do. You want to go. But the expectation can't be from year one to year two, you're there.
Yeah.
It is an evolution process. By the way, you talk about being smart. We got smart listeners, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got multiple. Atlanta Falcons. It was the Atlanta Falcons game. You know, the safety took the bait. It was a curl and go to Dalton. Yeah. Good memory.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of instances. It doesn't have to happen like where you gain that advantage at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen just throughout the course of a week in film study and in the game. You start to recognize like old habits that you picked up on in studying the opposition. And you're like, hey, because we've seen it. And how many times over the course of the last You know, even a couple of years when the Texans weren't very good pre-CJ Stroud, do these games come down to one or two plays?
Mm-hmm.
If you can make a difference.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, that's why. When you have a game-changing quarterback like CJ Stroud, who literally did this against Tampa, who literally did it against Cincinnati and other teams, the Colts late in the season, game you had to win. Like, he made necessary plays that you couldn't in otherwise instance like expect a rookie quarterback to make.
I mean, one of the most common things in sports, and we're experiencing it in a bad way with the Astros right now, and I think you can win in a good way with the Texans, is people use the term, you know, the margins are so small. Well, that can make a difference. Like that one play where he, you know, maybe 85-90% of the time he just goes with the options that are given in the particular play that Slowick has called.
Mm-hmm.
But that 5-10%, that can be you beat Lamar Jackson. You beat Patrick Mahomes. You know, you beat, because those guys are going to be doing it.
Yes. I look at it like you're making a play against their defense that you're not going to allow the opposing quarterback to make against yours. That's really kind of what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. You're talking about two type of elite guys. If it's CJ versus Lamar, if it's CJ versus Mahomes, if it's CJ versus, you know, Tua, which, you know, we'll see. They're going to see a lot of really good quarterbacks this year.
That's the story of the season for me.
And it's from a quarterback to quarterback standpoint, like mano a mano, like who can we match? Like, you're going into any game, no matter who the opposing quarterback is, knowing that, you know what, CJ can do that. Mm-hmm. And CJ's next level at that, actually, and this guy's not.
Yeah.
So even if, you know, we're struggling here in the course of a game, we give our guy a chance. We trust that he's going to make the right decision. And that, to me, is also another next level thing, because I got to be honest with you. Confession, I'm listening to this Brady, you know, breakdown of a quarterback, and I'm looking at it, as you mentioned, well, we've seen high school quarterbacks in some programs
change protections,
do it.
Yeah.
You know, college. He's breaking down, really, in essence, a fundamental aspect of being a quarterback.
Yeah.
And those are
but
some
there is a
very
next level.
Yes, there is a next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that next level is, you mentioned, full autonomy, full trust by the coaches, by the coordinator, by your players, dude, the people you're going to be throwing the ball to, that he's got this.
Yeah.
You know, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. If you'd like to be a part of it, weigh in, react. Coming up next, there's some weird ass stuff on the internet every day, and we tend to find them, but these relationships have been burning it up this week. We'll get to it next. It's Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
You got to feel like you are completely out of the loop if, in fact, you don't know what's been going on with Bill Belichick and his new side piece. What's her name?
Girlfriend. Not a side piece.
Okay, girlfriend.
Yeah, they're exclusive, man.
Sure.
They're exclusive.
Shopping together.
The match made in heaven.
Yeah, you ain't shopping together with your side piece.
Yeah.
You ain't out in public with that.
I guess. I guess. Jordan Hudson is her name. Is that right?
Yeah.
24-year-old former.
How old is he? 72?
Cheerleader. 72. Yep. Living his best life, man. You know, people have been focused so much on that, you know, dynamic, that relationship, that it was only a matter of time before somebody did the Zapruder and really looked into this thing.
Oh, yeah. Remember that video of him coming out of the apartment shirtless?
I'm getting that.
Apparently that was her house, her apartment, whatever.
Like, really?
Yep, really. Yep, really.
That didn't take long, did it? I mean, the Tom Brady roast gave us so much material that extends beyond that night. Yes. Yes.
Gronk referenced him. We didn't even know.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man. And, you know, Bill's like thinking, you know, you son of a. And he's just got to smile and keep it inside as much as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But Belichick and his new girlfriend, certainly one of. And then there's Kanye. Now, I don't know why you guys bring up Kanye. What did I miss this week?
Okay.
With Kanye and Bianca.
Let me lay it out. Figure you saw this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bianca Sensory, I think is her name, his wife. So it just got me thinking, man, and I wanted to kind of share it with the class here, so to speak. So they were at it was a fashion event or something?
What yeah, was it's like fashion show week or a season or something.
Yeah. And Kanye comes, you know, they're walking out, you know, whatever. Everybody's got the cameras on him. And he looks like a beekeeper about to go get some honey. He's got an all white outfit, white gloves, white shoes, white mask that you can't even see his eyes. Like literally, I thought he was going to go get some honey.
Man, what kind of mask is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
And then she comes out. I mean, you know, kudos to her for her attributes. But you know those what do they call them? I guess they kind of call them like a bodysuit. You know, the top.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
That connects.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a onesie.
Yeah. But usually you wear pants with those.
Yeah.
Or a skirt. Or
she
something.
She was not.
She was not.
Was it white? And it looked like.
Hers was beige. He was all white.
Okay.
Yeah. But she didn't have any drawers on, man. I mean, she didn't.
A word.
she didn't have any drawers.
I'm trying to find a picture. I thought I'd found it earlier.
Yeah.
The one that
you'll,
I saw.
You'll know it when you see it.
Well, I don't know. You tell me, yeah. Like. She's the one I saw earlier. She looked like the girl in The Fifth Element, like with the yeah. white kind of stripes, like the tape outfit.
Yeah,
like where it just.
Oh, covered. I know which one you're talking.
You know,
about.
That's not it.
That's not it.
That wasn't it.
This is it right here.
Oh,
yeah, that's what most people say.
What in the world is he doing?
I know.
What in the world?
Am I right about the beekeeper?
Yeah, I don't know what to look at. The beekeeper is 100% at.
That's Tyrone Biggums.
Golly, dude.
But, you know, put some drawers on, man. I get it. You know, they are.
It's fashion.
Got some attention.
That's a different type of fashion. We not part of.
Is that in Milan where Stefan Diggs is?
It must be. Yeah.
Same spot?
Yeah. That's as they said back in the old days. That's a game with which I am not familiar. I think somebody said that about Jack Nicklaus. He plays a game with which I am not familiar.
Yeah. You don't have to have all the confidence in the world to pull off the Kanye outfit, though. You can't see his face.
Like, so yeah. Yeah,
you got to be very confident if you're Bianca.
So Figgy, you're the hippest person I know, or certainly one of them. It just got me thinking, man. So, which of these two things would you? I got questions. I got questions for both of you, Figgy. Which of these two things, Bianca Sensory with that loon, or what's the girl's name? The girlfriend,
Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. Which of these two would you rather be your daughter?
Oh, man.
Jordan Hudson. I think that's an easy one. Jordan Hudson.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because he's going to be dead sometime?
I mean, she's not parading around, like, basically naked everywhere she goes. Like, this woman doesn't wear anything.
Nothing.
Anywhere.
Nothing.
And she's with one of the most psycho people ever in Hollywood in the celebrity game right now.
Yeah.
Man, this is tough, man. This is tougher than I thought.
And forget the money. You're gonna have money.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I'm just looking.
Which one would you rather be your daughter?
I feel like if my daughter brung home Bill Belichick, who was 72 years old, I'm gonna think to myself, "What the hell did I do wrong?"
Yes, exactly. That's
and
why then, I was leaning.
And
that
then
way.
My second question is, girl, what do y'all have in common?
What do they talk about?
Bill Belichick is not Hugh Hefner, okay?
No.
Like, he's a very successful person.
I'm really intrigued.
But that's creepy,
I'm really intrigued what they have in common.
Yes.
Like,
philosophy.
No, not philosophy.
Me and him probably don't have stuff in common outside of sport.
Similar travel destinations.
Yeah, okay, that one. Okay, that one they had in common. They were both leaving Florida for something.
I mean, it's unacceptable. Like, what's more unacceptable? A late 20-something finding a teenager attractive,
mm-hmm.
or a 70-something and a 20-something connecting on a intellectual
that one.
Okay,
dude, it's 48 years, man.
But it could be worse.
49.
It could be worse.
She could be dating an 80-year-old guy.
I don't even think this is a question.
Like, it could be worse. But see, at least with the Bianca one, she That, I mean, fashion is so weird, man. Like, that's not even surprising what she's doing, because it's a lot of fashion people that's into all of that type of stuff. So if she want to be in that world and be a part of that world, I can get it. I just don't understand.
Yeah. But stay with the question, though.
Yeah.
You asked, which one would you rather be your daughter?
Yeah.
I would not want my daughter wandering around naked.
Looking like
everywhere.
Looking like a you know what.
Yeah. With that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
at least the Jordan girl looked somewhat normal.
And she
because
read
books. The Bianca girl, like, I seen her walking around with Kanye for a minute now.
Yeah.
And she, it kind of looked like she a robot, man.
Yeah.
She have no personality.
Cyborg.
Yeah, where I'm just like,
it's
man.
It's so weird. Like, you know, Kanye, that, he always wears, like, these giant coats and the giant shoes and the giant pants. Like, I don't, what is that look? What's happening? I mean,
that look is here, man. Yeah. That look is coming back. Like, people
who started that?
The first person I seen was doing it was Kanye.
Yeah.
No lie, I was in a Goodwill, like right down the road here, a few weeks ago. Just going in, messing around, walking around, and they have like the case in the Goodwill. Right? And in the case, like some, you know, cool cowboy boots, and then there's these gigantic red things.
Big red boots.
Big giant ass red boots.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about like
that was a trend for like a week.
And I asked, my wife actually asked the guy, she goes, because she told me, she goes, those are expensive. And I said, those,
why?
They look like Ronald McDonald shoes. Why? Those are huge. And she goes, let me watch. I'm going to ask the guy, how much are those right now in a couple $100? I said, what?
At the Goodwill?
At Goodwill.
Oh, man.
It's behind the case. It's in the glass case.
Yeah.
You know, it's big baller.
I'm not paying $100. I seen them shoes or those boots.
He said a couple $100. And I said, damn it, that's a couple $100. How much does that have to be like OG, like original? And she goes, maybe $1,000. I'm like,
dude,
they're red and they're huge. Like, this is Ronald McDonald stuff. And that's what Kanye, you know, pimps. And
Which one would you rather be your daughter?
I would way rather have Jordan Hudson be my daughter. Like, we can deal with you dating somebody the age of my grandfather or my father.
Honestly, it's a hard decision for me, but I would rather have Jordan as my daughter.
Because
believe it or not, it's not the first time I've seen an older couple you know, and it could work. It might be weird, but it could work.
Hey, you going on a fishing trip with Kanye? You going on a hunting trip?
Hey,
with
we
him?
Going on a fashion show, like, man. We going to a fashion show.
I could go have a beer with Bill. I could go on a fishing trip. I could hit grill with Bill.
Yeah.
What the hell am I going to do with Kanye?
Yeah.
You know, besides sit around with a freaking mask over our faces and
you don't have the answers, Sean. You don't have the answers.
I swear, the reason I wanted to, I was just confused. I don't know if I have the right answer, man. I don't know if I could pick. Like, on the one hand, at least Kanye is, aren't they married?
Yeah.
At least she's married to him, you know.
Marriage in Hollywood is like
it's just like dating. Yeah, it's just like dating. So that's why. And then, but she looks pretty, pretty fun? Well used. But then
too.
On the other hand, I can't get down with the other one being my daughter, because that's just creepy, man.
Yeah,
just think
about, I know Lopez, your daughter is married, but just think about if she brought somebody that was older than you home.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you are asking in a gun to the head situation, and I just think that's way easier. Now, I wouldn't want to go to bed every single night thinking about my daughter going to bed with
that
a geezer.
Yeah. That.
You know?
What do they talk about?
You know, Belichick is obviously around very young people on the daily, or at least was. You know, he probably relates to a younger crowd better than you would think.
Just imagine her. I know he ain't coaching now, but just imagine if he was still coaching and she come up to practice.
Hey, by the way.
Oh, my God, the players?
Yeah, and the players like, dang.
By the way, I'm just going to tell you right now, I think it's a stone-cold lock that Belichick coaches again because of this relationship. Did you pull this audio, Figgy?
Depending on what it is.
In that segment for here. If you didn't, it's okay. It's just, I can tell you what it reminded me of. Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, play. This is exactly why I think it's a stone-cold lock Belichick goes back to coaching one day, because something very similar to this conversation happens by this fall.
What I'm saying is, I've got my rings. We took care of our money, and kids are all right, and we've had a good run. I just think that it's time for me to get out after this season.
And you what?
Well, I talked to a guy over at one of the networks.
You They're are looking a for football somebody. Player.
Yeah. Yeah. Will you hear me out? Okay.
You're a football player, Jack, and you have 2 or 3 years left in you.
Cindy, you're missing the big picture here.
There is no big there picture is. Here, yes. Jack. You're that damn quarterback for the Miami Sharks.
Are you listening?
You're a legend, and you're talking all right, about quitting.
Look, all my life, that means everybody's been telling me what to do ever since college. This is not means your decision. It is my decision.
Boom.
I will not listen to this bull from you.
Wow.
I will not.
I guarantee you, Jordan Hudson is going to get so tired of this geezer hanging out with her every day.
Yeah.
She's going to want him to go back to coaching. And Bill's going to be like, okay.
Nah, I don't see okay. that. He might come get back to coaching just because Cowboys' job is going to be out there. That's not breaking news.
I'm sure dad probably wanted to go back to coaching somewhere.
Get away.
Yeah.
Just get away.
I mean, it's going to be great. Tickets to games.
My dad said he used to watch you all the time.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
I was born.
You know, it's cool hanging out with Bill, but damn, this is a little bit much. 713-572-4610 if you want to text in, react to some of that. Coming up next, the hits. Will there be one in L.A.? We'll get to that. And a bombshell dropping yesterday at U of H. That and more. It's next in the hits.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Sean Bajani in with John Lopez. You're in the loop. It's time to play the hits, man. And I think we've talked about this a little bit here and there over the course of the last week, J-Lo. What did you think of the news when you heard yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers were ultimately going to do what we all thought they were going to do months ago, and that's hire J.J. Redick as their next head coach?
I mean, I thought a couple of things immediately. One, I'm looking forward to the train wreck because I think it's going to be a train wreck. And two, here comes LeBron and Bronny. I mean, they're going to tell you up one side and down the other. Oh, no, it's independent. Oh, no, Bronny, whatever. No, come on. This is a setup for LeBron and Bronny to do their thing. J.J. Redick is going to have a really rough time organizing it. Keep in mind, Anthony Davis has already voiced his displeasure with this because he wanted, Borrego. To be the coach.
Yep, that's so, the first guy they interviewed, I think.
Yeah, so there's already, you know, kind of a rift, you know, that's there.
If that rift exists in terms of who Davis wanted versus who LeBron clearly has a really good relationship and he very much wanted, then a rift probably already existed between Davis and LeBron in terms of direction.
Maybe. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it's not. Is it a foregone conclusion that LeBron is even back?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, because simply because LeBron has to, he's the type of person that has to have a farewell tour. You know, he's not just going to, you know,
that's doesn't have
it.
To be in L.A.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be. Oh, you mean coming back to L.A.?
Yes. Oh, yes. I know he's back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we're not giving this enough discussion. And
well, he is now. I mean, they do a podcast together. They're boys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But at least with the Bianca one, fashion is so weird, man. Like, that's not even surprising what she's doing, because it's a lot of fashion people that's into all of that type of stuff. So if she want to be in that world and be a part of that world, I can get it. I just don't understand.
But stay with the question, though.
Yeah.
You asked, which one would you rather be your daughter?
Yeah.
I would not want my daughter wandering around naked.
Looking like a...
Everywhere.
Looking like a you-know-what.
Yeah. With that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
At least the Jordan girl looked somewhat normal.
And she
because the Bianca girl, like, I seen her walking around with Kanye for a minute now, and she it kind of looked like she a robot, man.
Yeah,
she have no personality,
a cyborg.
Yeah, where I'm just like,
it's
man,
so weird. Like, you know, Kanye, that he always wears like these giant coats and the giant shoes and the giant pants. Like, I don't. What is that look? What's happening?
That look is here, man. Yeah. That look is coming back. Like, people
who started
are,
that.
The first person I seen was doing it was Kanye.
Yeah.
No lie. I was in a Goodwill, like right down the road here, a few weeks ago. Just going in, messing around, walking around, and they have like the case in the Goodwill.
Yeah.
Right? And in the case, like some, you know, cool cowboy boots, and then there's these gigantic red things.
That big red boots.
Big giant ass red boots.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about like
that was a trend for like a week.
And I asked, my wife actually asked the guy, she goes, because she told me, she goes, those are expensive. And I said, those,
why?
They look like Ronald McDonald shoes.
Why?
Those are huge. And she goes, let me watch. I'm going to ask the guy, how much are those right now in a couple $100? I said, what?
At the Goodwill?
At Goodwill.
Come on, man.
It's behind the case. It's in the glass case.
Yeah.
You know, it's big baller.
I'm not paying $100. I seen them shoes or those boots.
He said a couple $100. And I said, damn it, that's a couple $100. How much does that have to be like OG, like original? And she goes, maybe $1,000. I'm like,
dude,
they're red and they're huge. Like, this is Ronald McDonald stuff. And that's what Kanye, you know, pimps. And
Which one would you rather be your daughter?
I would way rather have Jordan Hudson be my daughter. Like, we can deal with you dating somebody the age of my grandfather or my father.
Honestly, it's a hard decision for me, but I would rather have Jordan as my daughter. Think because about this. I mean, believe it or not, it's not the first time I've seen an older couple.
Well,
like
sure.
This,
You
know, and it could work. It might be weird, but it could work.
Hey, you going on a fishing trip with Kanye? You going on a hunting trip?
Hey,
with
we
him?
Going on a fashion show, like, man. We going to a fashion show.
I could go have a beer with Bill. I could go on a fishing trip. I could hit That's the grill true. With Bill.
Yeah.
What the hell am I going to do with Kanye?
Yeah.
You know, besides sit around with a freaking mask over our faces and
you don't have the answers, Sean. You don't have the answers.
I swear, the reason I wanted to, I was just confused. I don't know if I have the right answer, man. I don't know if I could pick. Like, on the one hand, at least Kanye is, aren't they married?
Yeah.
At least she's married to him. You know,
marriage in Hollywood is like
it's just like dating. Yeah, it's just like dating. So that's why. And then, but she looks pretty, pretty Fun? Well used. But then
too.
On the other hand, I can't get down with the other one being my daughter, because that's just creepy, man.
Yeah, just think about. I know Lopez, your daughter is married, but just think about if she brung somebody that was. Older than
yes.
you home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you are asking in a gun to the head situation.
Yeah.
And I just think that's way easier. Now, I wouldn't want to go to bed every single night thinking about my daughter going to bed with
that.
A geezer.
Yeah. That.
You know?
What do they talk about?
You know, Belichick is obviously around very young people on the daily, or at least was. You know, he probably relates to a younger crowd better than you would think. It shouldn't. That
just
shouldn't be surprising.
Just imagine her. I know he ain't coaching now, but just imagine if he was still coaching and she come up to practice.
Hey, by the way,
oh my God, the players.
Yeah, and the players like, dang.
By the way, I'm just gonna tell you right now. I think it's a stone cold lock that Belichick coaches again because of this relationship. Did you pull this audio, Figgy?
Depending on what it is
in that segment for here. If you didn't, it's okay. It just I can tell you what it reminded me of. Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, play. This is exactly why I think it's a stone-cold lock Belichick goes back to coaching one day, because something very similar to this conversation happens by this fall.
What I'm saying is I've got my rings. We took care of our money, and the kids are all right, and we've had a good run. I just think that it's time for me to get out. After this season.
And you what?
Well, I talked to a guy over at one of the networks.
You They're are looking a for football somebody. Player.
Yeah. Yeah. Will you hear me out? Okay?
You're a football player, Jack. And you have 2 or 3 years left in you.
Cindy, you are missing the big picture here.
There is no big there picture is. Here, Jack. You're like... damn quarterback for the Miami Sharks.
Are you listening?
You're a legend, and you're talking about quitting.
Look, all my life, that means everybody's been telling me what to do ever since college. This is not means your decision, it is my decision.
Boom.
I will not listen to this bull. From you.
Wow.
I will not.
I guarantee you, Jordan Hudson is going to get so tired of this geezer hanging out with her every day.
Yeah.
She's going to want him to go back to coaching, and Bill's going to be like, okay.
Nah, I don't see it. Okay. He might come get back to coaching just because Cowboys job is going to be out there. That's not breaking news.
I'm sure dad probably wanted to go back to coaching somewhere.
Get away.
Yeah.
Get away.
I mean, it's going to be great. Tickets to games.
My dad said he used to watch you all the time.
Yeah.
Before I was born.
You know, it's cool hanging out with Bill, but damn, this is a little bit much. 713-572-4610 if you want to text in, react to some of that. Coming up next, the hits. Will there be one in L.A.? We'll get to that. And a bombshell dropping yesterday at U of H. That and more. It's next in the hits.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Sean Bajani in with John Lopez. You're in the loop. It's time to play the hits, man. And I think we've talked about this a little bit here and there over the course of the last week, J-Lo. What did you think of the news when you heard yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers were ultimately going to do what we all thought they were going to do months ago, and that's hire J.J. Redick as their next head coach?
I mean, I thought a couple of things immediately. One, I'm looking forward to the train wreck because I think it's going to be a train wreck. And two... here comes LeBron and Bronny. I mean, they're going to tell you up one side and down the other. Oh, no, it's independent. Oh, no, Bronny, whatever. No, come on. This is a setup for LeBron and Bronny to do their thing. J.J. Redick is going to have a really rough time organizing it. Keep in mind, Anthony Davis has already voiced his displeasure with this because he wanted, Borrego. To be the coach.
Yep. That's so, the first guy they interviewed, I think.
Yeah. So there's already, you know, kind of a rift, you know, that's there.
If that rift exists in terms of who Davis wanted versus who LeBron clearly has a really good relationship and he very much wanted, then a rift probably already existed between Davis and LeBron in terms of direction.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not. Is it a foregone conclusion that LeBron is even back?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, because simply because LeBron has to, he's the type of person that has to have a farewell tour. You know, he's not just going to, you know,
doesn't have to be in L.A.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be. Oh, you mean coming back to L.A.?
Yes. Oh, yes. I know he's back. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like we're not giving this enough discussion. And
well, he is now. I mean, they do a podcast together. They're boys. You know, he's the reason they hired him. So he's coming. He's coming back
until he signs on that dotted line. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he is. My view.
I'm not necessarily all in on Bronny and LeBron playing together this year. I think it happens, but that's also why I have a little bit of pause about going to L.A. It's just weird, you know, Rich Paul manipulating the Bronny workouts. He's only worked out for two teams.
Yeah,
the Lakers and the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich Paul has basically admitted to manipulating the workouts and that, hey, we want him to go to the best fit and we want guaranteed contract.
All posturing to me.
Yeah, we're trying to give him the best situation. And so, like, I think, you know, in one way he's admitting this, but I think J.J. Redick is probably going to turn out to be a pretty damn good coach. I just think, like I felt with Dan Hurley, L.A. is a hell of a spot to try and get your feet wet, man.
Well, and it's the Lakers. And exactly. who's really running the show? The taskmasters don't really work anymore, but you have to have a little taskmaster in you to get the team's attention and to get them all pulling in the same direction.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't want a guy learning on the job. I get the background and the resume. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still learning on the job in the NBA.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. He could put together a really good staff. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe more on this a little bit later on. Next up on the hits, we'll stick with the NBA. Saw this, the Golden State Warriors. I don't know why I was shocked by this. Maybe I fed a little bit too much into them washing their hands, the news of them maybe being done with Klay Thompson, but they made him an offer.
Yeah.
I don't know how serious of an offer it was. According to reports, it's a 2-year deal, and Thompson's said to be looking for a 3-year contract. He's 34 years old, man.
Right.
But he's still pretty freaking good.
Had a good year last year.
And very impressively, played in 77 games of the 82 for the Warriors last year.
Yeah.
Mind you, that's 2 years removed from a torn Achilles, no, 3 years removed from a torn Achilles, and 4 years removed from, was it an ACL in his knee or something like that, where he missed 2 years of basketball.
Yeah.
So it's not one of those situations where I'm ready to say, hey, he's really 32.
Yeah, no, because he played a lot of games.
It's a lot of wear and tear on the body, the rehab, all that stuff. But the Rockets have got to be considering Klay Thompson, no?
No.
No?
No. No, I see, and we might bring this up a little bit later about the draft. I spoke about it with B. Scott yesterday. I think the Rockets' best play is to go via the draft, not even trade the pick, get some guys that might have some amazing upside, and get them into the system with you know, obviously with Ime Udoka. And it's not so much that I don't think he could help, because he could. He could help the Rockets.
I think he helps in a lot of ways. That's why I ask.
They need shooting. Big time.
He's terrific. He was really good again last year. He's a veteran. He's got championship pedigree.
Yeah, no, he could absolutely help them. My hesitation is the only way you're going to get him now, because you just mentioned it, they offered him a 2-year deal. He ain't signing because he wants a 3-year deal. His Rockets got to give him at least a 3-year deal. I'm not good with that.
Or what if the Rockets are a team that just kind of let the market play out, let it kind of take its course? Maybe they're a team that
can swoop in and still get him on a little bit of a discount. What once Klay Thompson sits back and sees what the market is and that he's not going to get a 3-year deal for a 34-year-old guy who many are like, maybe we could get another year or two out of him, but 3 years, no way. Maybe the Rockets can work a 2-year with a 3rd-year option or something like that and give him fair market value.
Yeah.
I just think I like that way better than the rumor that I saw a couple of days ago, in which was Eric Gordon interested in coming back to Houston. We've been there, done that, man. And there's no reason to revisit that. Like, Klay's still pretty freaking good.
Now, they need shooting. My only hesitation on your point there is if he plays the market, it just doesn't happen. He gets a 2-year deal with an option maybe or whatever. Why wouldn't he go back to Golden State on that deal?
I don't know.
You know?
That's a good point. Maybe he feels like it's just time to go. And maybe he wants to be a part of something that's really building and that he sees more promise in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Houston believes that about itself.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting follow.
I think he's just trying to get the biggest check right now.
One more check, Figgy.
Yeah, one more.
Every player in the
If you're talking about going to Orlando, I know Orlando was in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
But I feel like he's trying to cash that last big check.
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to...
And I don't want that.
He probably felt, 3-4 years ago, like, damn, am I going to play? Like, and if I do get to play again, what am I going to be?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was a tough season for him, too.
I think you're right. Like, get that paycheck, but...
It's the NBA, too.
Paycheck for a team that can contend. Mm-hmm. And who does he believe is going to give him the best shot at another ring?
And it sure ain't Orlando.
No, it's not.
Well, I think you would say the same thing, at least for the next year. It's probably not Houston. Like, you just trying to get into the dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You trying to go to the party.
Yeah.
This was big yesterday. I think it happened in around the 4 or 5 o'clock hour when we learned the news.
Mm-hmm.
U of H dismissing athletic director Chris Pesman of his duties. Pesman had been on the job at U of H since 2017. Reworked basically everybody's contract within the entire athletic program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how responsible he was in terms of the decision-making process to bring on their newest head football coach in Willie Fritz back in early December, but
hey, he was involved. Had to be.
He was certainly involved in some capacity. And we had Joseph Duarte on last night on Area 45, beat writer for the Houston Cougars and the Houston Chronicle, rather. And he basically said, and you could read his story today, that it came down to financials and that the university didn't feel like Pesman was kind of doing everything that he needed to be doing for the athletic program, generating money. But I pause right there, dude, because you're inside the last 4 years. They built a multi-million dollar baseball facility. They're building a multi-million dollar practice facility for the football team right now.
Yeah.
And 6 months ago, when he was a part of the process to hire a football coach, you knew what the financials were trending like already, because your two biggest money makers were essentially over. Football season had just ended, and basketball season you were right in the heart of. You know what you're doing, and believe me, how much more money could you possibly be generating as a basketball program right now these days at U of H?
Yeah, exactly. I feel, and I think you probably get this too, when you're looking at this just on its surface, you're thinking, okay, you're hearing maybe he didn't generate enough money here and there. You just laid out they're getting all kinds of stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was, power struggle, not involved with the hiring of Willie Fritz and all that. I just got to tell you, my instincts tell me it's got to be more than that.
Has to be.
It has to be. I mean, how many times do you do something like, and you're going into the Big 12, the continuity is going to change. And people are already saying things like, these are going to be better fits moving forward. Like, the way that the University of Houston is crafting this whole story, it's put together so well that you know there's something else going on.
It just feels that way. Because, again, I don't think if you're on the outside looking in and you ask me or anybody, hey, what's wrong with the program?
Has it ever been better?
Right. This is.
Yeah.
Did you catch what I said?
I mean,
guys?
Better off. I get the football team. Whatever.
Sure.
I mean, better off as an athletic department.
he's been probably the longest running athletic director like that the university has seen since 2017.
Okay.
Like, you were losing ADs, like, on the regular.
Yeah.
And, like, Mac Rhodes was the last guy, and he left, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, when Tom Herman left to UT. Mac Rhodes, I believe, is at Baylor now. And you thought this guy was here for the long haul. He's one of you.
Yeah.
Which Joseph Duarte outlined very well last night in our visit. You can check it on sportsradio610.com. I mean, he literally bleeds Cougar Red.
Yeah.
He's one of them. And I just think that that was one of the best things, if you asked even the average fan supporter of U of H. It's the best thing that's happened to U of H in terms of an AD in a long time.
Yeah, I think this is one, if you're a sports fan, especially if you're a U of H fan, kind of put a pin in this story. I got a hunch there's going to be something else coming out.
I do too. By the way, just to mention, I asked Duarte last night, like, give me a name. Who's next to assume the AD? Right now, Raymond Bartlett, who's their senior VP of administration and finance, he's the interim. He mentioned Jeremiah Dickey, who was the deputy athletic director under Mac Rhodes years ago. He's currently at Boise State, Dickey is. He said keep an eye on him to maybe be the next guy to assume that role. So we'll definitely have eyes and ears on that until U of H and maybe even beyond make a decision on their next athletic director. Rolling into the 12 o'clock hour. Coming up next, what Texans should you buy stock in this season that could be considered top 100 level players a year from now? We'll discuss next. This was big yesterday. I think it happened in around the 4 or 5 o'clock hour when we learned the news. U of H dismissing athletic director Chris Pesman of his duties. Pesman had been on the job at U of H since 2017. Reworked basically everybody's contract within the entire athletic program. I don't know how responsible he was in terms of the decision-making process to bring on their newest head football coach and Willie Fritz back in early December, but
hey, he was involved. Had to be.
He was certainly involved in some capacity. And we had Joseph Duarte on last night on Area 45, beat writer for the Houston Cougars and the Houston Chronicle, rather. And he basically said, and you could read his story today, that it came down to financials and that the university didn't feel like Pesman was kind of doing everything that he needed to be doing for the athletic program, generating money. But I pause right there, dude, because you're inside the last 4 years. They built a multi-million dollar baseball facility. They're building a multi-million dollar practice facility for the football team right now.
Yeah.
And 6 months ago, when he was a part of the process to hire a football coach, you knew what the financials were trending like already because your two biggest moneymakers were essentially over. Football season had just ended, and basketball season you were right in the heart of. You know what you're doing, and believe me, how much more money could you possibly be generating as a basketball program right now these days at U of H?
Yeah, exactly. I feel, and I think you probably get this too, when you're looking at this just on its surface, you're thinking, okay, you're hearing maybe he didn't generate enough money here and there. You just laid out they're getting all kinds of stuff done. Maybe it was, power struggle, not involved with the hiring of Willie Fritz and all that. I just got to tell you, my instincts tell me it's got to be more than that.
Has to be.
It has to be. I mean, how many times do you do something like, and you're going into the Big 12, the continuity is going to change, and people are already saying things like, these are going to be better fits moving forward. Like the way that the University of Houston is crafting this whole story, it's put together so well that there's something else going on.
It just feels that way. Because, again, I don't think if you're on the outside looking in and you ask me or anybody, hey, what's wrong with the program?
Has it ever been better?
Right. This is... Yeah. Did you catch what I said,
guys? I mean
guys?
Better off. The football team, whatever.
Sure.
I mean better off as an athletic department.
He's been probably the longest running athletic director that the university has seen since 2017.
Okay.
Like, you were losing ADs, like, on the regular.
Yeah.
And, like, Mac Rhodes was the last guy, and he left, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, when Tom Herman left to UT. Mac Rhodes, I believe, is at Baylor now. And you thought this guy was here for the long haul. He's one of you.
Yeah.
Which Joseph Duarte outlined very well last night in our visit. You can check it on sportsradio610.com. I mean, he literally bleeds Cougar Red.
Yeah.
He's one of them. And I just think that that was one of the best things, if you asked even the average fan supporter of U of H. It's the best thing that's happened to U of H in terms of an AD in a long time.
Yeah, I think this is one, if you're a sports fan, especially if you're a U of H fan, kind of put a pin in this story. I got a hunch there's going to be something else coming out.
I do too. By the way, just to mention, I asked Duarte last night, like, give me a name. Who's next to assume the AD? Right now, Raymond Bartlett, who's their senior VP of administration and finance, he's the interim. He mentioned Jeremiah Dickey, who was the deputy athletic director under Mac Rhodes years ago. He's currently at Boise State, Dickey is. He said keep an eye on him to maybe be the next guy to assume that role. So we'll definitely have eyes and ears on that until U of H and maybe even beyond make a decision on their next athletic director. Rolling into the 12 o'clock hour. Coming up next, what Texans should you buy stock in this season that could be considered top 100 level players a year from now? We'll discuss next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.